Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to another Tuesday night of On Wheels Now Radio, where the Racers Roundtable, racers and race fans talking about racing, and another fine Tuesday night it is. My name is J.J. Nunn, and along with me once again is Mr. Gary Wyatt. How we doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Warming up a little bit this week, at least.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, chilly. Too chilly last week, man.
Very chilly last week.
Warming up. Even if I was Santa Claus, I'd be staying home.
Yes, sir. I understand.
That's for sure. Got to start working on them race cars, man.
Yes. We got about 7 weeks.
No, we're down to six.
Yes. Great. Beautiful.
We lost another weekend.
Thanks for reminding me.
That went right out the window once again.
Yes, sir.
This is the first time there's been that much dirt hanging on that car for 3 weeks. I still haven't washed it yet.
Oh, I know. I know. And Kano's.
And Kano's?
Yes. I took her out there and showed her the rubber that you had left on the back of it.
Oh, yeah. That pile of mound that we took all the way home from Pahrump.
And it stayed there.
Yeah, it did. We need to get some urethane and spray that, turn that into a trophy.
Yes.
For a burnout down there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good burnout. As you know, I stay down there quite often, and a lot of them are still talking about that burnout.
Yeah. Yes. Nobody expect that on dirt.
Nope.
I don't think anybody's nunning on dirt.
Nope. I always like to be the first.
We going to tell everybody we bleached our tires before we went out?
No.
We soaked it in my pool in the backyard?
Yes.
That's chlorine.
Yes.
I'm giving out a secret. Yeah, I got yelled at for doing that years ago when we were at the bull ring.
Uh-huh.
And
you bleached your tires. Cheater.
Yeah, chlorine, man.
Cheater.
I floated them in the pool for a week.
You were just washing the rims, right?
Right.
You didn't want to break them down.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
That's the way that works.
Yeah.
We couldn't use any of that stickum or anything like that. So.
Oh, you couldn't?
No, we weren't allowed to use that stuff.
We wasn't?
No.
Really? Now you tell me 8 years later.
Yeah, I got yelled at after leaving those tires in the pool for a week.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, there was a big black ring around the side of the pool. And that didn't bode well with,
that didn't go
with
over
the boss.
Too well, huh?
No, that didn't go over too well with the boss.
No,
but,
I could imagine it.
Those tires stuck, man.
Yes, they did. With pool water on it.
They were clean.
That's right.
They were clean. You know, bleach is bleach. Chlorine is chlorine. It works. There wasn't a rule back then for that.
They said you can't bleach the tires. Nothing about chlorine in the tires.
That's right.
Hey, it's all in how you read the rules.
No bleach them, no stick them additives.
Yes.
I didn't put additives on it.
No.
Like you said, I was cleaning the rims.
That's right. It's all in how you read the rules, right, the bull ring guys?
Yep.
All in how you read them.
Yeah, they got a couple rule changes. I heard... I guess they're eliminating the $25 corners on the shocks and going with coilovers.
Oh?
Yeah.
I heard they were going with adjustable spring pockets.
Spring pockets.
Yeah, that you can put the adjustable.
We couldn't use those before?
Now I tell you, Andre.
It just said you couldn't use adjustable springs. It didn't say anything, a word in there about pocket.
Okay, yes, yeah. I don't have the rules yet. My understanding is they'll be out January 1st.
Right.
I don't see the White House being in the White House at January 1st, so we're going to go with January 2nd with all this information, so...
All right.
And speaking of January, as we know, it's coming up very quickly.
Yes, it is.
Next Tuesday, a week from today,
all right,
is Christmas Eve.
That's correct.
We will not be having a show on Christmas Eve.
Oh, I get to look for Santa Claus this year.
Yes. You get to put him on your phone. There's an app.
Okay.
You can watch him on your phone.
I can watch him on my phone?
Yes, because you got a high-tech phone.
Okay.
So, we will not be having a radio show next week, but the following week is December 31st.
Okay, that's New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, and we will be having an extended show.
We are?
Yes.
Okay.
The phone lines will be open for anybody that wants to call in.
Okay.
And talk about your year, talk about what you're doing next year. Just, it's the end of the year, and it's going to be one big party.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
You're invited.
You buying?
You're invited.
You feed
me? You're invited.
I'm invited.
Yes.
All right. Next week, I'm uninvited.
Next week, you're not invited. Unless
okay.
You want.
I'm watching Santa Claus.
I'll tell you, I'm going to California. You're more than welcome to come to California with me.
I'm looking for Santa Claus.
You can look for him in California. It's the same time zone.
Same time zone.
Uh-huh. So
but
you
he,
can.
But he lands there 4 hours later, depending upon where in California.
Southern California.
But 4 hours later.
Because he comes out of the north.
North.
So. So, yes, we will not be doing a show next week live.
Okay.
I do believe we're going to have a rebroadcast show next week.
Very good.
And then we are going to have an extended show on December 31st.
Okay.
And after we do the show, you are more than welcome to come to my house and have a party.
All right.
We are going to have
very
a
good.
Party.
We roasting a pig again?
No.
No. No
I'm going to have my food truck here.
Your food truck.
We're going to have the food truck here.
All right. Cool.
So.
That you mentioned food truck.
Yes.
This is something that I never, all these years, it's like the sayings. This is going off beat a little bit, Why do you drive on parkways and park on driveways? Why do shipments go by car and cargoes go by ship on these lines? Why do they call it a hamburger when there's no ham in it and it's beef?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why do they call it a hamburger?
Is that anything like you'd spoke earlier about Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard?
Oh, Jesus. That was today. I'd never seen that. I'm taking one of my residents to the doctors.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Everybody here in Las Vegas, you got to check this out.
You know it's the world's...
Okay. World's largest souvenir shop. This is in the northwest corner. Okay. Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard. Okay, and you got to check this out, all right? The sign up there, and I've never seen it. I've gone down Sahara a number of times. I looked at this. I don't know whether they put it up new or whatever, but it's in the corner, and it's up in white with red letters.
And you said that was the northwest corner.
That was the northwest corner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's the largest. Anybody who knows Las Vegas Boulevard and Sahara, world's largest souvenir shop, and there the sign says, if we have it in stock, we have it. If it's in stock, we have it.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm scratching my head. I'm like, okay, who's the one that came up with this? In other words, if we don't have it in stock, we don't have it. That was just what I come across today. I've gone by there a number of times. I don't know who their sign person is.
Somebody making lots of money off of that, believe me.
I don't know, man. I was scratching my head. I drove over Las Vegas Boulevard headed towards the Palace Station. I'm just shaking my head. I'm like, okay, who's the brilliant one that came up with this? If it's in stock, we have it. That's you see a lot of crazy shit out there and,
beep.
It's beep. And that was one of the things, I don't know how long it's been up there, but somebody needs to speak to their sign people
It's been up there for quite some time.
Maybe you need to turn this over to Reliable Banner, Mike, at Reliable Banner, and say, you know, we can fix that for you.
Yes.
But that was something off the wall. Okay, next Tuesday, off the air.
Off the air next Tuesday.
And we're playing a rerun?
I think so.
Last year's Christmas show that everybody didn't know we did the week before, prior to that, but we played it.
Yep.
We can dig that up.
With just with your schedule, my schedule this year, we just don't got time to.
It's crazy, man.
Yes. So
stuff is piling up, man, and we got
to
sit down and
we've
start
been trying
working
to sit down
some,
for 3 weeks now. So.
I know,
but
we got stuff piling up here.
And it keeps piling up, and it hasn't stopped. And now you reminded me I got 6 weeks to get some cars ready.
Yeah, pretty much. It's been 3 weeks. The car still hasn't been washed.
Yeah. And there you go. And like I just said, we've been trying to sit down for 3 weeks to figure this out. But
you know, we raced the 30th, November 30th. Then we had the banquet on the 8th. Okay. And this weekend, did something special once again, something that we promoted on the show this past weekend, and now we're coming up on this weekend. What'd you do this weekend? Talk about it.
Sunday, I went and did the 9th annual Hogs and Heifers Toy Run for the Childhood Cancer Foundation at the Sunrise Children's Hospital.
Cool.
I personally do not go to the hospital. I will say it, I can't take the kids. Not that I can't take the kids, I just can't take seeing the kids.
Right.
So I choose not to go to the hospital.
It's tough.
I stay back at the bar, which everybody knows, Hogs and Heifers Bar on 3rd Street.
And you roll in there at what, 7:30, 8
o'clock?
I was
there at 6:30.
6:30 this week.
6:30,
yeah.
And I believe I left at 7 p.m. and they finally kicked me out of there. I didn't want to leave. Because when I start something, I like to finish it. And again, I'm very, very thankful that they allow me to cook the food for them, for everybody that was on the run. And I believe I heard a rumor that there was over 300 Harley-Davidsons that left the bar to go to the hospital.
Right.
Of course, they have truckloads of toys for the kids.
And trailers.
Yes.
Yep.
And I will tell you this. Again, Michelle at Hogs and Heifers done a wonderful, wonderful job for those kids. Same thing with Jeff Gordon, which is the manager of the
Children's Cancer Society.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as you know, these past couple weeks, Michelle runs her tail off because she has another bar in.
She just did it in New York last week.
A week before this past Sunday, yes.
Right.
So she had just got in the day before Saturday.
Just flew in.
Yes, from there. So she gets there and she does her thing. And what a great, great job. Not just her, but everybody at Hogs and Heifers. You just got to hand your hand to them. And they did a great job.
Say thank you.
Yes.
That's all. Thanks for everything that you've done for the kids. You know, Michelle thanks it. You know, the staff appreciate it, and it's a great thing.
And this was my 6th year at doing this. I've already committed to next year.
What'd you cook?
We cooked some baked potatoes this year, which was the first time.
Okay.
Chili.
All right.
Chicken and dumpling soup.
Right.
And they had some tamales, chicken and beef tamales.
Right.
And they had some cheese and broccoli soup this time.
All right. Great.
And it was a great turnout.
300 bikes.
Yep.
This is getting bigger and bigger and bigger every year.
And here you go. We had loaded 4 trucks and a car with toys to go to the hospital.
Wow, like a 24-foot U-Haul panel truck?
No, trucks, regular pickup trucks.
Right.
And they were all loaded. And they were loaded, believe me. Well, they all returned at 2:30, or they started filtering in around 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And I have seen them bring back toys.
Really?
And you got to remember, the child that is sick and their siblings all got toys.
Right.
Not just the sick child, but the child that is sick and all their siblings.
Well, Michelle, when she does this, she makes sure there's enough toys, because not only is the child who is sick affected because of the cost.
Yes.
Okay, the medical bills and everything. Then the other children, the brother or sister that has that sick child, loses out a little bit. Yeah. And so she's made it a point to make sure that the entire family, the children, all the children in the family with that sick brother or sister gets toys.
Exactly. And that's exactly what she, like I said, this is my sixth year. And I believe ever since I've been helping her, she has wanted that for the children.
Children.
Yes. And you got to hand it to Mike, the airbrusher. He goes out there and volunteers his time at airbrushing stockings, all the kids.
Now,
all
is that
kids.
Horny Mike?
Horny Horn Mike, yes.
From Counting Cars?
Yes, that is him.
Okay.
And if you go look on if anybody's got my Facebook, I got a picture with him standing next to his truck that he has.
Oh, the bus?
Yes, his
that,
bus.
That Danny did up? That
yes.
They,
well,
yeah, the
he
big
did
green
most
horn.
Of it. Yeah, he
yeah.
did most of it, but yes. And
yep.
not only that, but Michael is a friend of mine as well. I know Michael from previous years. So he is a friend of mine, and he's just like me, busy doing what he's doing with his custom stuff, and
right.
I'm busy doing what I'm doing with my race car. So, but yes, he volunteers his time to paint the stockings for the kids.
Cool.
And every kid there got a stocking.
Got a
with
man.
His airbrush on.
That's
there.
Nonstop.
Yes.
That's nonstop.
Yep. So it was an excellent, excellent turnout. Great turnout this
year. And they
year.
Gave them the motorcycle rides, the kids the motorcycle rides
yep.
like they usually do.
Yep.
And that's great.
Yep.
That's great.
There was a couple other there. Harold Sherrard I seen there.
Yeah,
the
Hell Brothers.
Yeah, Harold. And then Jimmy's young son, Jake, was
okay.
there.
Really?
I didn't see Jimmy. Maybe he had other engagements. I don't know. I saw Matt Vargas and Jesse Vargas there.
Great.
That's
fact, great.
There are some pictures on my Facebook that, and thanks to Jesse for forwarding them to me. I saw them. Vern showed up.
Vern Hill, all right.
Vern showed up.
Excellent. Count on Goat Roper to get
yes.
out there, man.
He rolled
That's
in.
That's fantastic.
He rolled in, and he was like, I guess I'm late. I was like, yeah, they only took off about an hour and a half ago.
But he made it.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
One of our old sponsors showed up, Davey at Davey Deals.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he
okay.
was like, what the hell? Am I the first one here? I'm like, David, they left 3 hours ago, Paul. They're almost on the way back. So, but, yeah, he showed up. I mean, I saw a lot of familiar faces that I have seen there in years past.
Okay. Yep.
And it just, as you said, just gets bigger and bigger, better and better every year. And I know that them kids cannot thank Michelle enough for putting that all together for them.
Yeah, it's
it
huge.
Is great, yes.
It's huge. Her coming in, flying back and forth to New York. I've done that 5-hour flight.
Yeah.
Okay, and it can turn into 6 and 7 if you got a transfer. And she has the other hogs and heifers that she does
in New York.
In New York, the original one.
Yes. And she brought a photographer from New York, and he didn't get to the hospital until they were already there because his flight was delayed.
Delayed.
They were having
yeah.
blizzards or something in,
oh, yeah.
in New York.
Oh, yeah. It was snow, yep.
Yeah. So yep. he finally made it there to the hospital and was taking pictures and filming different stuff because I guess they're going to, I don't know what.
Put a full story together.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't quite catch all of that information, but what she does is absolutely great. And again, she runs her butt off there in New York, and then she comes out here and does it.
It's tough.
Yes.
That's tough. Flying back and forth, running two businesses, you really, really got to trust your staff to be doing the right thing for you.
Yeah.
You know, I've been up there. I've been treated like gold. You know, I can understand why Jimmy and Harold are up there. They work for her up there. You know, she's very selective on what type of staff she puts underneath her. And every year they're on board with it.
Yep. Her manager, Bruce, her assistant manager, Anthony, they are on top of everything there. Again, you just can't thank them enough for what they do for them kids.
Yeah. That's a good deal.
Yes.
That's a real good deal. And that was the 9th annual Hogs and Heifers Toy Run Miracle on 3rd Street.
Yes.
To benefit Sunrise Children's Hospital,
Cancer Foundation
with Jeff Gordon. And they brought back toys. It was the 1 year I was there. We had toys and bikes the 1 year that she requested bikes. And that goes into Jeff Gordon has a storage. And he keeps on handing out toys until they're all gone. Through the year, he keeps on handing out those toys, you know, for birthdays, you know, for the kids and stuff. So it isn't like they're giving away someplace else or anything. They keep on going because he had two storage containers that we had, I don't know, 30, 40 some odd bikes left over from donations, put them in storage. And he gives them out the rest of the year until there's none left.
And you're on that. So just to get the listeners up to speed here, I believe it was 3 years ago, Michelle wanted nothing but bicycles.
Right.
So every kid, the sick kid, their siblings, him, every kid got a bicycle.
We had figured out there was over 750 bikes.
Yes.
We had trailer after trailer after trailer. There was companies that just donated bikes.
Yep.
20, 30 bikes they brought in with their trailers.
Yep.
That was tremendous, you know. And like yourself, it's tough.
Yes.
Going, I went to the hospital and you see these kids and I had to walk away a few minutes just to, get a hold of myself and, like touch a truck, you see these kids and all of a sudden your problems are nothing.
And since this is a race and radio show, you think you finished 7th, 8th, 10th, or 12th.
And
that's nothing compared to some of this stuff that these kids
and
their siblings go through. As you know, if you've got a sick brother or sister, in one way, shape, or form, you also suffer.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying suffering. I'm saying you're also affected
by those medical bills.
Yeah,
guess what? You got to make an extra. Not getting a brand new pair of Nike this year. You got to make the ones that you had last year. You got to wear the clothes that you had last year. I'm sorry. You're not getting your bicycle. You know, you're getting a pair of pants.
Yeah.
You know,
It's
tough. Medical bills are huge.
And thank God for Michelle doing what she does, and she helps them out as obviously as much as she can. She gets this all put together. Of course, Jeff Gordon also helps her out. But what a great turnout again this year.
They fill a parking lot out there, man.
And I can only hope next year it's even bigger than it was this year.
Well, I'm
and
sure.
Every
it's going,
year it's getting bigger.
You're talking
bigger.
300 Harleys. Holy crap.
Yep.
That's huge.
You know,
absolutely huge.
About 5 years ago, and I'll tell you, about 5 years ago, there was a young lady that saved her allowance and bought a bicycle to give the kids. She saved her allowance. Every time she got it, she saved it and saved it and saved it and saved it. That young lady now is also riding a Harley to the Harley run.
No kidding.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen
That's
her come
great.
Back on a bike that she rode a Harley to.
Wow.
So I imagine she was 10 or 11 then. So, yeah. And this was back when I first started 6 years ago. So,
you got to be.
And again, you got to thank Jimmy and Harold Sherrard for leading me and leading us, leading the team to the to the miracle on Third Street with Michelle at Hogs and Heifers.
It's tough looking at these kids. You know what they're going through. You listen to the stories. You know, your problems are nothing. You got to get grateful.
Yeah.
You're walking, you're talking, you wake up, you know, like the story I read about putting it into the bank, you know, be grateful every day for what you got. You know, there's a lot of people out there that don't have, you know, in these economic times, it's rough. It's rough. I'm seeing more and more people standing out on the corners.
Yes.
Okay. You got Kaylee Barker working for Project 150. There's over 1,000 homeless kids out on the street here in Las Vegas alone. You know, there's so many things you got to be grateful for in this time of season. You got husbands and wives and brothers and sisters overseas, okay, that are fighting for not only our freedom, but for other countries' freedom out there to protect the innocent ones, okay, from the Taliban and from insurgents. And these people are not going to be home. These women and men that are out there in the five services protecting us from terrorists and chasing down terrorists are not going to be home this Christmas.
Nope.
Some of them were not home last year. So you got to look. You got to look at yourself. You got to look at yourself deep down inside and say, are my problems really that bad?
Well, if anybody thinks they got any problems, why don't you guys come out to the Toucha Truck with us on March 1st?
That's right.
And that, you know, anybody that wants to go out there, let me know. Spend a day out there with us. And
yes,
and
please.
I will tell you, that will wake you guys up to think that your problems are nothing compared to some of this stuff we look at and see.
What the parents, we're fortunate. You and I, lucky. We have healthy children. Very, very fortunate, you know. Well, with that, why don't we take a break here, and then we'll come back. We'll shoot our phone number out there. If you want to call in, it's 685-8116, 685-8116. Let us know what you're doing out there for the holidays.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night with mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more. There's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
And welcome back to another Tuesday night, our second half of On Wheels Now. We're just got done talking about a charity event. Once again, this is a Races Roundtable. Racers and race fans talking about racing. You want to share something with us, give us a call, 702-685-8116. That's 702-685-8116.
I need to say, as we all know, we had Justin Griffith live in studio last week.
Right. Yep.
And he was promoting his mom's pinkmail.org that his
That's
mom
right.
yes.
not dot com
not
dot org.
Yes. Yes. So again,
there.
If any of you racers have something that you guys want to sell, put it up there on the
auction block, yeah.
Yes. Pinkmail.org. Yep. It's an auction. You can you can donate some of the money, you can donate all of the money, or you don't have to donate no money. It's there for you to use as an auction.
Yep.
To sell. The more we can get it out there, and again, it goes to a good cause with cancer.
Yep. That I was on that site last week, and it's a very, very easy registration, and it's free. Registering for the site is free. Go check it out. We got a link now from the Bomber Nation, and we got somebody calling in. Who do we got out there, Gary?
Oh, we'll see who this is.
Hello.
Hello. Am I on the air?
You're
Hello.
On the air.
Hey guys, how you?
Michael.
Hey JJ, how you doing?
Fantastic. How are you, my friend?
Good, good. Not too bad. I didn't get too much of this pinkmail.org. You said, is that something you can sell stuff on, or what? I'm not understanding what that is.
It's an auction. You can put stuff up for auction, and then other people come and buy it, and you can donate. You can donate all of it. You can donate some of it. You can donate $1. You don't have to donate none of it.
What do? You go to pinkmail.org?
Yeah. Make sure you go to .org.
Not .com.
Not .com.
No.
I went to .com. You don't want to go to .com.
Pinkmail.org. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to do that and check it out. And, of course, you're saying that because of pinkmail.org, it's going to support a good cause.
Yes. Cancer, yep. Breast cancer for the women and men. They do have a good. They do have a story up there about a man. So
yes,
you can go check that out.
Yep.
I know this time of year seems most depressing, but at the same time giving, because you know all these things come up once a year. We're aware of other people's misfortunes and so on, and like you guys were talking about. You know, we really got to be grateful for what we have, what we're able to do, our families, our health, you know, and this time of year is an eye-opener for everybody to be able to give and just be part of other people's lives and be able to touch somebody else also.
It's important. It's important. Not all of us are that fortunate. So, yeah, it's free registration on pinkmail.org. Justin Griffith, driver of the number 42 Bomber, he was here last week. Sorry you missed out, Mike, but it was a good show. And he's got a car ready and a couple others in the work ready to get out there.
Yep.
So when are you getting your Bomber together, Mike?
I hear there's quite a few for sale on thebombernation.com.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go check that out tonight. Unfortunately, I wanted to be there with you guys tonight, and I ended up having to work a little later than expected, but I'm going to have to go to thebombernation.com and check that out. I hear there's some good cars on there for sale.
Yeah. So what do they got you?
Good cars, but.
What do they got you doing again tonight? Painting more fire hydrants or what?
I wish. I'd love to do that.
No, you're probably chasing heaters down, huh?
I'm trying to make enough money so I can put together some race cars to go racing this year.
Hey.
Coming up year.
Hey, can you make me some money, too?
You know, it's that time of year where you don't have enough time to get your cars done, but you got to scramble to do it. You know, race season's coming up pretty quick. A lot of places are coming out with their schedules already. I know LVN, I think you guys are going to talk about the schedule that they have out. Crum Valley Speedway hasn't come out with their next year's schedule, have they?
No, not yet.
No.
It's pretty close. We spoke to Chad about it. It's pretty... I think we were each told it's very, very close to last year's.
It's the same thing as last year's, just a day earlier, or a date earlier.
They do have their first race schedule out, though, right? The very first race?
For
that?
March 1st. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. February 1st.
March 1st. You put us two races in the hole.
February 1st. And you're talking about getting our cars ready. JJ just reminded me we got 6 weeks. Thanks, Jay.
Well, it depends on how much of that 6 weeks you work on your car. A lot of times it's just on the weekend, so you're only talking about six two-day weekends.
12 days.
To get ready.
Well, anybody that knows me knows I don't spend 2 days on my race car, so...
Hey, wait a minute. I think you spend more time than that. Your guys' cars in the JC Motorsports corral there have some nice cars. You know, you guys do the maintenance you need to do on them and keep them running. And obviously last year's season showed it. First, second place for the championship points. So congratulations to you guys.
Well, thanks, Mike. You talk about work. There's weekly things that, you know, as a racer, there's weekly things that we have to do after a race. There's things that you got to do after two races. There's things you got to do after three races. And, we got a schedule on both cars, you know, basic stuff. I mean, simple thing like an oil change. Yeah, no problem. It takes a few minutes, but, still, these are all things that need to be done, and now we have year end. I mean,
I'm excited for the season. I know you guys. I know JJ. I'm sure you're excited. I know Gary's always excited about race season. You know, and of course, this time of year, the rumors are out there on different things happening at the tracks. Have you guys heard any rumors or anything like that for this season? Floating around
about racing? I just know we're going to have two or three new guys out there at the Pahrump Valley Speedway that's going to be racing with us, but
cool. That's
about all I hear. But, you know, some of that stuff, you just got to wait till they show up to, you know.
Well, rumors are fun because, you can kind of whisper, and some of them become true, and some of them you're like, wow, that was pretty wild that somebody even was talking about that particular.
After I got spanked all year with Gary, I'll guess I'll let it out there. I already spoke to Chad that Gary will be starting one lap down all next year. Okay,
hey,
he'll be starting in the back of the pack. He'll be starting in the back of the pack one lap down.
I think they're going to make him run a Chevy, too, aren't they, instead of a Ford?
They don't want me to race no more.
Hey, I don't want to take up too much time. I know we're not going to have a show next week. I just want to say happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas. We are going to be out there before New Year's, so... everybody be safe this holiday season, and then we'll be, having a special show New Year's Eve. So, thanks to you guys. Merry Christmas to you and
likewise.
And JJ and the family.
There's one thing, one more thing we need to touch on, Mike.
Yes.
We didn't have a chance with Justin, you attended the Pahrump Valley Speedway banquet 2 weeks ago. You want to tell us, tell our listeners about the award that you received from Chad Broadhead and Pahrump Valley Speedway?
definitely, you know, I know you guys encouraged me to go to my first Crump Valley Speedway banquet, awards banquet. Had a great time, and to my surprise, you know, Crump Valley Speedway, you know, courtesy of Chad Broadhead, the On Wheels Now Racing Show received the Sponsor of the Year award. And I know on the award it says, you know, for Mike and Mikey, but it's, you know, obviously for you guys also, it's to On Wheels Now, you know, the show onwheelsnow.com. And I'm grateful, you know, that Chad recognized us for doing what we do for Crump Valley Speedway. And in turn, we you know, we hope to get a good race season out of Crump Valley Speedway. So, and thanks to you guys. You know, you guys got your championship award. You know, I just can't say how, you know, proud I am of what we do there at onwheelsnow.com and thebombernation.com. You know, it's a lot of hard work that goes into this, and it's nice to be recognized once in a while.
Well, it's great, and I got to thank you for sticking with us. I'm not the easiest one to work with, and
which one? Gary or JJ?
Oh, easy there. That's why I was going to say that's why you work with me all the time.
Right. Hey, I'm just kidding. You know, I appreciate what you guys do. And
These guys got me convinced. I know I'm not easy to work with, but the results show. So
yeah,
they can say what they want.
You know, it's been a good show, good year. The year went by fast, which means we're all having fun and having a good time. You know how what they say, when you're having a good time, you know, time flies. So it went by fast this year. I'm looking forward to 2014 and the race season and all the surprises the good surprises that 2014 is going to bring us. So.
Well, that's what we're looking forward to, Mike, and we're taking off next Tuesday, and you're going to be here on the 31st for the extended show, right?
Yes, I will be there with you guys.
Okay, tape it. We got it. Tape it. He said it. He's going to be here.
Hey, and Michael.
I didn't say in person or by phone yet. But.
And, Michael, after the extended show that we have on December 31st, you are welcome to come to my house and we're going to have a party over there.
Sounds good. As long as you don't put me to work, I might be there.
Bring a fire extinguisher.
Hey, okay. I do have some fireworks left over from 4th of July, so
understandably.
Outdated fireworks, I hope they're still good.
Yeah.
If not, we'll torch another bed mattress.
That's right. Hey, whatever
it
takes.
Guys.
Hey, all right, Mike.
I won't take up more of you guys' time. Thank you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you guys, to everybody out there, all the, you know, the listeners that support us. Your guys' number one fan, thebombernation.com's number one fan, Vern. You know, he's at all the events you guys host and are at. And, you know, it's guys like him that keep the racing world going. So congrats to Vern and guys like him and all the other fans that become racers. And
yeah, Vern's great.
Just support, you know, guys like that that support racing, you know. So that's really great. All right, guys. We'll
all
talk
right,
to you
Mike.
Later.
Great.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
It.
Bye.
All right. That's Mike Reffler, co-host of On Wheels Now.
That's the captain of the ship.
Captain of the ship.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's not in studio, but I'm glad he called.
Yes.
I'm glad he called, you know.
We're getting these phones ironed out. I said it a few weeks ago. We will get them ironed out at any cost, and they're getting ironed out. And yes, I'm. You had asked Michael about what he received. I want to say I'm very proud to be a very small part of that.
Yes.
Award.
Yep.
I'm a very very small part of it.
But it goes to show what a team can do.
Yes.
You know.
And as I said, everybody thinks I'm picky, but it shows at the end of the day, it shows results. So
Yeah, it's taken me 10 long years to figure that out.
Or longer.
That's why I'm thrown out there again. They got Labrador rescues, and they got Basset Hound rescues. Well, there's got to be a rescue JJ Nunn. I'm going to put a rescue out there for JJ Nunn.
Believe me, you ain't been getting a lot of it.
Rescue. Tim, somebody rescue me.
You're going to need to go rescue Tim. He's
somebody rescue me.
I can tell you this. In the next 5 weeks, I'm going to wear that boy out. With six
weekends left, yeah, he's got 5 weeks.
Yes, he's going to be doing lots of stuff. And I don't know if he's prepared, but he better be.
And we talk about Tim, ladies and gentlemen. That's Tim Bell, our crew chief this year. Thanks to him. Thanks to Alex. Thanks to our family. We had a fantastic season. They can't complain, you know.
Yes.
Had a great time. We didn't talk about the banquet. Chad threw one hell of a party down there for the drivers and families.
Speaking of that, you had asked Michael, I'm going to ask you, did you receive at the banquet on the 8th of December?
I got a box of chocolate nuts.
I got a T-shirt.
After that white elephant thing, which Chad does every year, it's a blast.
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. Chad puts on a fantastic party down there at El Jefe's. This is what our fourth year.
Chad, I hope you're listening, but I never got a beer out of JJ.
You weren't getting no beer out of me. But it was a great party. Had all the champions show up except Susan Smotherman. And
I have spoke to her, or I did speak to her.
Right.
And
she had a previous obligation.
Yes,
didn't she?
She was headed to Hawaii that morning.
Really?
But that's because the race got postponed.
Okay, yeah, that's right. We were
She was headed because she was going to go to Hawaii the week before.
Right.
But then things got messed up with the weather and all of that stuff. So that's the reason she wasn't there. And Mark Allison received her trophy for her.
Yep.
As you know, he's been on the show here before.
Yeah.
What else did you receive?
And we had a nice little payout this year.
Yes. And
first, second, and third got checks.
Yes.
Which was great.
And I will tell you, in all of my years of racing, or should I say in all of my years of enjoying what I'm doing, this is the first time I've ever been paid for winning the championship.
Well,
so
that's Chad.
Yes.
You know, it's huge.
Again, little track like Chad's paying out. Was it as much as what the Bullring pays out? I don't care. Don't matter to me.
I had fun.
I had a blast.
Hey, I got a dinner. I got a box of chocolate nuts. I got a $25 Speedway gift certificate.
I got one of those. Hey, I got a T-shirt in one of them.
I got a hat.
Oh.
I got a Prump Valley Speedway hat.
Yes, I got a Prump Valley Speedway T-shirt.
But I lost my pink butterfly helmet to Anthony, though.
Yes, you did. So,
back to the question.
What did you receive?
What did you receive?
I received a championship trophy, which I'm very proud of, again. That was my third one in a row.
Yeah.
I hope the fourth one comes out of my camp as well.
Well, we're going to try.
Yes, and that's all we can do is try. I can tell you this. If we have another year as we did this past year in 2013, what a great year.
Well,
what a wonderful year.
We got three first-place trophies, and the past 2 years we got two second-place trophies, one for myself this year and Alex Williams last year.
Yes.
Out of JC Motorsports. So that's a back-to-back one, too.
Yes.
And
you received the second-place trophy, as you just said.
Right.
And what else did you receive?
Well, It's something that I never, I know you didn't expect it either.
I can tell you this totally
totally blew me away. I consider it one of the highest honors. Okay, and I don't brag. I don't pat myself on the back. I've raced a number of years.
God knows I don't. Just like you,
I was totally flattered with all the people that racers that support Chad out there. And when he went to present that trophy, I actually gave you another name for the trophy that that he awarded us.
I'm afraid to know that name.
Well, I actually had said Eric Slusher.
Yes.
When he came out and he brought out one trophy and he started announcing Sportsman's of the Year Award. And I was sitting right next to you and I said, you know, I bet you it's Eric Slusher this year. And then he came out and he went back and he grabbed a second trophy and he said, well, I can't give this to one guy without giving it to the other. And congratulations, Gary, on Sportsman of the Year.
Yes, congratulations to you on Sportsman of the Year.
You know, never expected it.
Nope. I have messed with Chad through the year. Of course, I was probably more shocked than you were shocked. If nobody caught it, J.J. Nunn and myself won Sportsman of the Year. I can only imagine it was a hard decision for Chad.
It's a hard decision each year for him.
Because Lord knows we are not the only two out there racing.
No.
There are tons of cars out there racing.
Yep.
There's
You got over 250 drivers out there.
Yes.
You know.
And as you say, it's, you know, to put that trophy next to all of our other ones that we have gathered up, yourself and me.
Right.
That one I'm probably the most proud of, that one.
Well, likewise.
Because, again, 250 other cars out there.
Drivers that do things for the track. You know, the entire staff down there, Chad, Trudy, Dallas Knutson, Cindy Knutson, Anthony Broadhead, CJ Broadhead, the entire staff down there once again.
Cheyenne Broadhead,
Tanya at the front gate, and Helen up in the scorer's booth. Mike Heiser with the tow truck, and Joe Patrizio Ragu with his tow truck.
Petey Wallace with the tow truck.
Petey Wallace with Mater out there. Terry and
Terry Watson.
And Flagman and lineup. Adam
in the lineup.
Castro.
Yep.
You know, in the lineup. A lot of people, you know, they sit up in the stands. They really don't know how much and how many people and how much time and effort it takes to put on a show for the fans, to run an operation like that, you know. And I stood up once after Chad thanked everybody. I wanted to thank everybody also. You know, it's important that people know this and they get their name recognized. If I forget anybody, please, you know, I apologize for who's helped us
out. Not on purpose.
There, you know, it was just a fantastic season. I want to thank Chad, thank him for myself, totally caught me off guard with Sportsman of the Year. You know, I had totally somebody else in mind for that. You know, heck of a guy. You know, he flagged us, you know, the last couple races this season. He won the modified mini division, Eric. But, Chad, thanks again. Means a lot.
Yes, it
does. You know, means a lot. I hold that close to my heart.
It means a lot to me. Like I said, I've won a lot of different stuff racing, and that one is probably the best one. And again, it's a long season, and to be able to keep it at one level instead of dropping up and down, up and down, up and down, that's hard in itself. And again, for him giving us the Sportsman of the Year, and that's both of us,
right?
And then giving Michael the sponsorship of the year for the radio show that we help Michael do.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chad.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Thank you.
Appreciate it. You know, congratulations to the other champions out there.
Yep.
You know, it's fantastic. One thing I did happen to read.
Hold on one second.
You showed me.
And we got to thank Trudy.
Trudy, yes.
I know what my wife goes through with my racing. I can only imagine what his wife, being Chad Broadhead's wife, Trudy, goes through when he's at that track day in and day out to get that the best track we can race on.
Yep. You know, Chad said it himself when we had him on the week before the banquet, you know, he wears the pants, but Trudy is the one to tell him which pants to wear.
Okay, you were going to say something. I'm sorry. I just wanted to thank Trudy.
You had showed me something on Facebook. You know, I've had good things written about me. I've had bad things written about me.
Oh, hey.
You know.
Me too.
It was something that was written about both of us. We've both had bad things. That's why we're going towards the J.J. Nunn Rescue Foundation. But
hey, what about the Gary Wyatt Foundation?
I'd like to congratulate the Hansons, Deanne Hanson and Chris Hanson. It was something you showed me on Facebook.
Yes.
Congratulations to J.J. and Gary for Sportsman of the Year. You keep the fans smiling, the racers laughing, okay, and the children out there think you're all stars.
Yes.
That was, and then she ended up with, I am truly honored to call these two guys my friends.
Yes.
You know, Deanne, thank you very, very much for that compliment. And I speak for Gary, we consider you friends also. We consider everybody friends out there. It's a family.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we bump and grind and trade paint and, you know, have our differences, but it's one big family. And thank you very much for everybody down at Pahrump Valley Speedway, all that you do.
Yes.
All right.
We got a couple more minutes here.
We got to wrap up. And once again, we're not on air.
That's right. And I want to say, from thebombernation.com, onwheelsnow.com, and JC Motorsports, I hope everybody out there has a very Merry Christmas. Again, just as JJ said, we will not be on the air next Tuesday. That is Christmas Eve night.
Yep.
But we are going to have an extended show on December 31st. That's New Year's Eve.
I'll buy you a beer.
A beer?
Yeah, I'll buy you a beer.
A beer?
Yeah,
hey,
a beer.
Make sure this is recorded, please.
I reiterate what Gary said. You took the words right out of my mouth. Everybody, for all what you do, the Bomber Nation, onwheelsnow.com, and JC Motorsports, have a very, very Merry Christmas. And
on our extended show, December 31st, we are going to open the lines. Please call in. Even if you want to wish someone a Happy New Year's, you can do that. We will have the lines open.
702-685-8116.
It will be up on the On Wheels Now Facebook page.
Yep.
But please, we only got a
feel
few
free.
Minutes here. So
let us know what you're doing and what you plan on doing. Love to talk to you. Thank you very much, and have a good night.
Have a Merry Christmas, and see you in 2 weeks.